Hamasecht begins with a discussion of sukkah she gavaya l'mal me'esrim amma. A sukkah that's higher than 20 amas is possible. And the Gemara on Daf Gimel Mabez, going into Daf Dalet, discusses indeed a sukkah which is hoysa gavaya me'esrim amma, which is taller than 20 amas, uba l'matay, and the person wants to. The person who has this sukkah wants to make that height lower. And the Gemara discusses what is the legitimate way of doing so. The Gemara says, Ba'al Lamata, if he wants to reduce the height with karam v'kastas, with pillows and blankets, lo yavamit, it's not a legitimate way of so doing. V'afagav de bitlina l'kulay, and even if the person is very serious with his intention and what he's doing, it's still not acceptable. That people don't leave blankets and pillows on the floor to get ruined, and therefore it's something that the person isn't really mean to keep there to reduce the height. But the Gemara says, Tevin, if he uses straw, the bitloy that he intends to keep there, koshkein, it's certain have a miut, it's an acceptable way of reducing the height, and continues the Gemara, the koshkein, and certainly offer if somebody uses earth or bitloy, and he uses the earth to lower the height, that is a legitimate way of lowering the height and now having a kosher sukkah. Ask the Meiri. We have an issue, he says. We began with a sukkah that's not a kosher sukkah. It's higher than 20 amos. The person now wants to make his sukkah kosher by reducing the height. And how does he reduce the height? He puts their tevin, he puts their offer. But we know, asked the Meiri, that there's a halacha of tasa v'loy mana osui. That, for example, as we're going to learn later in the parak, if somebody has branches that are growing from a tree, and obviously, as long as the branches are still connected to the tree, those branches cannot be used as sukkah. And he puts them on top, a schach for his sukkah. And he puts those branches on top of his sukkah, and then after those branches are there, he cuts them from the tree. That's called tasav leman osli, and it's not kosher. So ask the Meiri, here too, when the sukkah was constructed and the schach was put on the sukkah, it was higher than 20 amos. Therefore, the sukkah should be disqualified. And now, if however we were successful in reducing that height, fine, we don't have the height, but we have still that the sukkah was a possible sukkah, and it should be considered tasav aloy mina asli. Says the Meiri, a gevaldig chiddush. The Meiri says that the disqualification of tasav aloy mina asli is only when it's a disqualification in the schach itself. When the disqualification is not in the schach itself, it's a disqualification in the size of the sukkah, in the height of the sukkah, but not in the schach itself, we don't have a problem of tasav aloy mina asli. And actually, we see the same type of concept, on Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, again, beginning with the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, going into Daf Dalet Amud Beis, where there the Gemara discusses a sukkah that was too short. Pachas, haisa pachusa mi'asar tfachim. Your sukkah was less than 10 tfachim tall. And chakakba, and he made a hole, kedei lashlima la'asara, to now get the proper height. So the Gemara says, em yesh misvas chak shloshet ulukaisel, if between the hole and the wall, the shloshet tfachim, there's three tefachim or more, it's psula, we can't say lavud, Pachs mishloshet tfachim, if there's less than three tfachim, it's ksheira because we say lovet. Again, let's think about this sukkah, say the Rishonim. We started with a sukkah, we put up the walls, we put up the schach, and it was pasul. It wasn't tall enough. It wasn't 10 tfachim tall. Now we make the hole. So why don't we have a problem of tasiv loymen asui? So again, we see from here that tasiv loymen asui, and here it's easier, of course, say to Mefarshim. Here, it's not a psul in the sukkah, it's a psul in the wall. It's not that the sukkah, there's anything inherently wrong. And therefore, there is no problem of tasiv loymen asui. Actually, I saw that the stipler wants to suggest in Simon Gimel, this Lord Mefarshim at least explain what the stipler is saying, that it really may be connected to what we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta. At the beginning of the Masechta, we discussed why indeed is the halacha that a sukkah that's more than 20 amos tall is possible. And the Gemara, we learned on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, actually quoted a machloikis amaroim. Rabbi said, you can't see the ceiling, you can't see the schach. When you sit in the sukkah, you have to see the schach, and when it's that tall, you don't see the schach. Rav Zeira said, because you have to sit in the tzeil sukkah, not in the tzeil of the defanis. And when there's such a distance between the schach and the floor, you're sitting in the tzeil defanis, not in the tzeil of the sukkah. And Rava says, your walls have to be too sturdy when you're going to be that tall. It's not a diras arai. So he wants to suggest that according to Rabbah and according to Rab Zeira, according to Rabbah certainly, we could understand this approach that we've been speaking about in our shir. Because according to Rabbah, the entire issue is only because Shloi Shalta Be'ena. There's nothing wrong with the sukkah, Rabbah is saying. You just have to be able to see the schach. And now if you'll take and you'll make the schach visible because you raised the floor of the sukkah, so you have Shalta Be'ena. Maybe according to Rava, that says that the concern is the size of the walls. According to Rav Zeira, where there's a problem with the schach itself, because the walls are giving the tzeil, not the schach, that may be different. But even taking that approach, certainly Reb Zeira isn't saying that there's anything wrong with the sukkah. The sukkah is a fine sukkah, just I'm not sitting under the tzeil schach. And we want you to sit under the tzeil of the schach. And actually, this approach would help us with an issue that's raised by Reb Kiva Eiger. Reb Kiva Eiger is quoted in the Sharat Sion in Simon Tov Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Kotten Tezvov. He says, you have an individual that had a sukkah, it's 20 amos tall or higher. He put on the different items on the floor to reduce the height of the sukkah. But as Al Gemara says, that you have to be mevatel those items to the floor. He wasn't mevatel the items to the floor. He just left them there. And now on Yontif, he wants to mevatel it. What's the halacha? Why? Because we know, says Reb Kiva Eiger, that the halacha is that in Yontif, you're not allowed to be misakir. You're not allowed to be misakim. And this is an act of tikkun. I'm making a sukkah, which wasn't a kosher sukkah, into a kosher sukkah. So the truth of the matter is, many mefarshim and the Mishnah Berurah himself wants to say that's actually connected to another machlokes rishonim in the understanding of our Gemara. Because the machlokes rishonim in our Gemara, when the Gemara says bitloi, does it have to have bitl belev or bitl alpeth? From Rashi, it seems that Rashi's opinion is that you have to verbalize your bitl. The Ritva disagrees, and there are actually mefarshim that suggest that even Rashi doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be mevatlit b'peh. Even Rashi will agree that belave is enough. So certainly, if you're being mevatel at belave, that isn't such a strong act of bittul. And therefore, that can be done on Yontif. And therefore, in the question that Rabbi Kiva Eger raises, we could perhaps be lenient. That's how the Mishnah Brura wants to say. In fact, I saw that the Mefarshim ask that according to Rashi, that Rashi says that the bittul has to be bepeh, why by bittul by the sukkah does the Gemara hold that bittul can only be done bepeh, whereas by chametz, the halacha in Simen Tov Lamed Beis is that bittul belave is considered a valid bittul. Why is it different? So I saw the Rav Aaron Leib Steinman Shlita wants to say the following nafkamina. He says, the machshava bittul chametz is a negative. I don't want to have the chametz. And therefore, as soon as I show that I don't want to have the chametz, it's enough. Whereas, the machshava of sukkah, I want to make it into a kosher sukkah. And since I want to do something constructive, it only could be accomplished by verbalizing the bittul. I saw from Rav Schreinberg Zitzal, he says, chametz, we know, the Gemara says it a number of times in Masechta Pesachim, shnei dvarim einam b'shusay shel adam, there are really two items that don't really belong to the person. V'kosav osam b'shusay, the Torah puts it in tarashus. Chametz b'pesach, ubar b'shusay rabim. So since our ownership, says Rav Schreinberg, of the chametz is a very weak ownership, therefore bittul is enough belave. Our sukkah, we have a real ownership, so bittul has to be a bittul bepeh. That's, but again, as I said, it seems that the Ritva and many Rishonim hold that bittul belave is enough. And even Rashi, interesting to note, that even Rashi that takes this perhaps more strict approach and says that you have to have bittul bepeh, Rashi says that the bittul only has to be for shiva yomim. You don't have to be mevatlet for the entire sukkahs for 7 days. In fact, I saw that the Mefarshim asked, and why 7 days? We in Chutz Laretz sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. So in Chutz Laretz it should be 7, 8 days. Again, we see that the bittul is not that significant, even according to Rashi. And I was even thinking, maybe that's how to understand the difference between Rashi and the Ritva. Rashi, you hold, you have to have a bittul bepeh, says, since you already did a strong act of bittul by saying it, by articulating it, that's why I'll be more lenient and say that shiva yomim is enough. The Ritva, on the other hand, who holds that you have to have a bittul, the Ritva, who holds that you have to have a bittul bepeh, so you already did a strong, a bittul belave only is enough, so if you can only do a bittul belave, so at least you have to do it for a longer duration, and it has to be a bittul la'olam. That may be is part of the way to understand the machloikus of Rashi and Ritva. But we see clearly that the act of bittul, according to all Rishonim, doesn't have to be such a significant act. And the reason it doesn't have to be such a significant act is for, as we are saying, it's already a kosher sukkah. The problem here is only an outside issue where it's too tall, and therefore we don't have the entire situation is much different. And actually, the Paiskim want to say that this is what the Rama wants to say. The Rama is in Simen Tov Reish Chav Vav. If we look at the Rama in Simen Tov Reish Chav Vav Sif Beis, Ava Muta Lasa Sukkah Tachas Mechubar, you can make your sukkah under a tree, or Bayis Ulasir Achakach, and then afterwards remove the tree. V'loy Mikri says the Rama, Tassavloy Men Asoy, it's not considered a situation, Tassavloy Men Asoy. Then, why, says the Rama? because ain a psub schach atzmai. You had kosher schach, and you put the kosher schach on your sukkah, so you didn't do anything wrong. The fact that there's a tree on top of your sukkah, that doesn't represent a disqualification in the schach itself. And Mr. Brewer here, in Sif Katan Tazvav, says, Ratzalayma, when you put the schach on this way, b'zeh ain't tzorach l'neya, ha-schach mechadosh, you have no need to shake the schach every time. And says Derma, the Mishnah Berurah, v'dav b'din zeh moidim kula alma. As the Mishnah Berurah himself explained, everybody will agree, because even though in the next Sif, the halach is, became muta lasas sukkatakas hagagas as suyas liftach lizgar. There the Ramah discusses where you have a roof over your sukkah, and the roof could be open and closed. Muta lasagram of negishamim, you're allowed to open and close them because of the rain. So the Ramah takes a lenient approach. And the Ramah's approach is that even though you have your sukkah under your roof, under your skylight, you can make your sukkah, you can make your schach with the schach under the skylight. And the Mishnah Berurah says that this is consistent with Ramah's approach in Sif Beis. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the Bach disagrees. And the Brach says, and he says the Magen Avraham, and the Yoraba and many other Paiskim disagree, and here the Machmer, that you have to make sure that your roof, your skylight is open when you're putting on the schach. And the question, and the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharet Tzion, this says, what's the problem? Because Tasav Leman Asui, when you put on the schach, it wasn't good. So now the question is, why over here is it different than what we learned in the previous Sif? Answers the Sharet Tzion, since the roof is made to open and close, when you're opening your roof, you're not really changing anything. And you had a posel, schaka, and it remains posel. When you, however, disconnect, and therefore, that's not considered a ma'aseh chashuv, since the roof is meant to open and close, the opening is not considered a significant act, and that's why it's considered tasav lo min asui. So we see that even the Ramah and everybody accepts this concept of tasav lo min asui, accepts this concept of tasav loy mina of the, that there is no psul of tasav loy mina osui when there's nothing wrong with the sukkah and the schach, where it's something outside that the sukkah is too tall. However, we quoted earlier in our shir the stipler. The stipler in Siman Gimel. And if we look in the stipler in Siman Gimel, he actually refers us to an opinion of Rashi that comes up later in the Perek on the bottom of Daf Tes Amud Beis, going into Daf Yud Amud Aleph. What the Gemara discusses when you have two sukkahs, one on top of the other, and the Gemara says sometimes both are kosher, sometimes both are pasul. Sometimes the bottom one is kosher and the upper one is pasul. Sometimes the upper one is kosher and the bottom one is pasul. And the Gemara says, the Gemara going from, I said, Tesam Beis to Yoram and Alf says, Pomin sha tachtoinik shera. Sometimes the bottom sukkah is kosher, fel yoinip psula, and the upper sukkah is pasul. Hey chidami, what is the situation? Kigoin sha sukkah tachtoinik tzilsum ruba mechamsa. The bottom sukkah is a perfectly fine sukkah. It's tzilsa meruba mechamsa. Hel yoyna, the upper sukkah, is chamsa meruba mitzilsa, so it's a posel sukkah. The kaimi tavayu, and both of these sukkahs are within esrim amma. So in that situation, the bottom sukkah is kosher, because the upper sukkah is chamsa meruba mitzilsa, and it's not therefore considered a sukkah that should have the ability to disqualify the bottom sukkah. The upper sukkah is pasul because it's chamsa merubah mitzilsa, so it doesn't have the proper schach. Says Rashi, however, if the upper sukkah is above 20 amos, even though it's chamsa merubah mitzilsa, so it doesn't have proper schach on it, still, and we just learned a moment ago that when you don't have proper schach, the halacha looks at it as if you don't have schach at all. Still says Rashi that whenever you have a sukkah with schach above 20 amos, you have an inherently possible sukkah, and the halacha is that that will disqualify the bottom sukkah. There are Mefarshim that want to suggest that Rashi retracts from that approach. Rabbeinu Tam clearly disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says, if you have a sukkah that's a kosher sukkah, the fact that you have on top of it a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos, that's possible, that doesn't affect the bottom sukkah. So clearly Rashi seems to be saying that a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos is an inherently possible sukkah. So if that's the case, the entire vart that we've been trying to say in our shir, that we've been trying to explain, that when you have a sukkah that's above 20, when you have a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos, and you have schach on it, it's not inherently possible, just the height is the issue. How will we explain it? So the stipler says a very interesting vart. The stipler says, what would be if you have a sukkah that's indeed higher than 20 amos, but somehow someone could not necessarily be standing, sitting on the floor of the sukkah. He could be standing in the middle of the air. He could be sitting in the middle of the air. There'll be a ledge sticking out from the wall of the sukkah. And from that ledge, there'll be less than 20 amos to the top. Would that person have a problem? No. Because he has less than 20 amos between him and the schach. And as soon as you have less than 20 amos between him and the schach, and as the Meiri explains, even Rava, who's concerned about sturdy walls, and even says the Meiri, Rava's opinion is that sturdy walls are a problem when you must have sturdy walls. But if you're in a distance where it's less than 20 amos, and as the Gemara said on that Bezom and Aleph, when it's less than 20 amos, you don't have to have sturdy walls, then the halacha will be, it's a kosher sukkah. So therefore you see that the schach was above 20 amos, so you see it doesn't make a difference. Why? Because as long as there's less than 20 amos between you and the ceiling, there's nothing wrong with the sukkah, no matter how the sukkah was constructed.